4.980 kHz, banda de 60 metros. YVOD, 780 kHz, banda local. YVSC, 9.640 kHz, banda internacional de 31 metros. Y para el mundo entero a través de la red, www.ecosdeltorbes.net. En San Cristóbal, Estado Táchira, República Bolivariana de Venezuela.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
What are we listening to, Dan? That's right.
See, I can't say it.
Say it, Dan. Come on.
See, can you see?
That's right. It's today's Free Kick Radio Show. Right here in Montreal. Diojage. Kwekwe, Diojage. Bonjour, Montréal. It's time for today's Free Kick Radio Show. And we are broadcasting live from the Anarchist Book Fair down in Griffintown, not Griffintown, sorry, Little Burgundy. Give us, come on by. We're at 2515 Rue de Lille here in a lovely Little Burgundy. So we'll be here on the air till 1 o'clock. The fair will be on till 5 today. So come on down, check it out. Lots of great stuff happening. And we will have some interesting people around to talk. A lot more talk on today's show. But we're going to start off with a little track from Gut Bucket called A Little Anarchy Never Hurt Anybody. here we are trying to stay cool at the Anarchist Book Fair 2515 DeLille. Come on down live today on the Free Kick Radio Show. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I am not alone. I am not alone. I have...
Hi, it's Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe and Madeline. Mm-hmm. Madeline, can you speak in the mic just so we can hear you?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm Madeline, and I'm the Funding and Outreach Coordinator at CKUT.
And Chloe, what do you do?
I am the... What is the title? Outreach and Digital Engagement Assistant? Something
exactly.
like that. Yeah.
So you've been volunteering at CKUT for a little while? Or
no, it's a summer job.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's through McGill, right? Is that the work mm-hmm. study?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, we'll be hiring for another work study soon, actually. So if anyone tuned in as a McGill student who is keen on CKUT,
yeah, well, McGill students keep it alive, eh?
Absolutely.
CKUT alive. Chloe, what do you do exactly?
So since May, I've been doing video and social media content for CKUT.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Where can people find that?
So it's like all the videos that I've been doing are on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
As well as our like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And I recently started doing some videos on TikTok, which has been interesting.
Oh, so CKUT has a TikTok now.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So the coordinates for these things are?
Yeah, I've been trying to do some stuff in our music library because there's a really extensive collection. So just kind of showcasing it to people and like I've
right.
been asking people to like comment what albums they want to like.
So people just search CKUT on TikTok and they'll find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Chloe's also been doing some cool stuff like interviewing past hosts of shows from over the years at CKUT.
Really cool.
Because right now we're kind of in the process of trying to archive a lot of stuff. We got a grant to archive a bunch of stuff as well, so we're going through and trying to preserve all the years of history lately.
Well, CKUT's been on the air for, close to 35 years now, right?
Yeah.
And Chloe, who was most who was fun to interview?
I really liked interviewing. It was Eve and Stefan from Traveling Avant, which was a film critique show back in like the late 80s, early 90s. And I'm a film student, so I found it really interesting to talk about that with them and how they like feel film has changed over the years. And
Oh, no, that's great. I remember that show.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm old, so I remember that show. Yeah. So that's great. And we should mention CKUT sort of adheres to some of the values that are shared here at the Anarchist Book Fair. It's run by volunteers for the most part. With a very dedicated staff, wonderful staff, who operate as a collective, as a collective management. Do you want to say anything mm-hmm. about that, Madeline?
Yeah, absolutely. Our collective management is really wonderful at CKUT, and you can also see it here. I mean, like it's the nice balance of working together, so you can bring something like this together with collective management. I think it's just remarkable. So, and I really appreciate the structure that CKUT operates under. Each week we have a steering where we kind of all come together and collectively weigh in on the issues at the station and kind of how we want to go forward together. And everyone's opinions and thoughts are kind of weighed equally, and we kind of go forward from there. So yeah, I've really valued it a lot.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. One of the things as a programmer at the station that I've noticed, though, is that we're not going into the studio anymore. Nobody really wants to return to the studio. So, I'm broadcasting from home with this nice rig that I've assembled here.
Yeah.
Other programmers are doing the same. I'm fortunate enough to be able to broadcast live, which allows us to do this live broadcast here at the Anarchist Book Fair. I'm hoping to do live broadcasts from various locations. So if you're interested in hosting a Free Kick radio show in your locale or your home, give me a shout at freekick@freekick.ca. CKUT, of course, is on the web, ckut.ca. All of our programming is archived. Huge variety, eh? Huge
mm-hmm.
variety of stuff that goes on at the station. All kinds of different musical styles can be heard, not mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, an alternate voice in the news and mm-hmm. Spoken word. which is really wonderful.
Yeah, and like you were saying with, I feel like the pandemic kind of forced everyone to make things at home a little bit, and now we've, you know, now that we've trained so many volunteers in how to do that, like you said, not a lot of, I mean, we do have people really keen to get back in the studio, but everyone's seeing the creative possibilities of going live from different places. We have a show that goes live from like a sneaker shop in NDG.
So
it's
cool.
Kind of opened up this whole new world of where you can take radio, I guess.
Which show is that that comes from this sneaker
shop? So that is the Morning Detour.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday mornings.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great show. Mm-hmm. Really fun. Yeah, morning shows are cool.
Yeah.
I used to do a morning show. My first show at CKUT was the Wednesday morning after. Mm-hmm. From 7 to 9 on Wednesday mornings. And we did feminist and gender news. And that was back in 97.
Whoa.
When it was still a nascent kind of subject in the popular mind. So that was always fun. Just collecting news stories and then repeating them on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I've found so valuable about learning more about CKUT's archives is truly it was the first place where people talked about a variety of different issues that just weren't being discussed at all on mainstream radio. So
on the vanguard, that's mm-hmm. what we call it, being on the vanguard. It's about 11:21 now. Madeline and Chloe,
yes.
Right? I'm sorry. I've just met you, so I'm just reinforcing. We had Killian here yesterday, who volunteers on the Friday on off the hour, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Killian was going around interviewing a few people and asking them the question, what anarchy or anarchism means to them today? Like what? During the show, I'm going to be playing a bunch of those clips of people describing for them what anarchism means. So you can stay tuned and you'll be able to hear some of that. I will tell you right now, briefly, what we heard at the beginning of today's show. And that's actually quite interesting. The last song we heard was sort of a response to the show song before it. I don't usually do this. I usually move backwards through my set. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off at the beginning. We started with a dub version of the Internationale recorded from Jamaican television. Sometime, sounds like it could have been in the 80s, maybe before. I'm not sure. There's very little information about it. It's a YouTube video up there, the Internationale, a dub version, Jamaican dub version. And I thought that was very appropriate for today. Followed that up with Gut Bucket and a track called A Little Anarchy Never Hurt Anyone, Everyone. A Little Anarchy Never Hurt Everyone. And, of course, I had to follow that up with the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra from here in Montreal with a track called The State Itself Did Not Agree. So I don't think they agreed with the Gut Bucket song. The Silver Mount Zion, I believe, probably did agree with them, but we're going to continue things right along right now. I have a couple of other tracks to play for you right now, and then we'll get to some of those recordings from participants here at the book fair. I'm going to play a variety of songs in the anarchist tradition and start with the Chorale Durruti from an album called Chant anarchiste de la guerre d'Espagne. And this is Viva la Anarquia. Keep it locked, folks. You're listening to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Coronada sus tiendas.
en a pas un sur 100 et pourtant ils existent. La plupart espagnols, allez savoir pourquoi. Faut croire qu'en Espagne, on ne les comprend pas, les anarchistes. Ils ont tout ramassé, des beignes et des pavés. Ils ont gueulé si fort, ils peuvent gueuler encore, avec le cœur devant et leurs rêves vomitant, et puis l'âme toute rongée par des foutues idées. Il n'y en a pas un sur cent, et pourtant ils existent. La plupart fils de rien, ou bien fils de si peu, on ne les voit jamais que lorsqu'on a peur d'eux, les anarchistes. Ils sont morts 110 fois, pour que dalle et pourquoi, avec l'amour au poing, sur la table ou sur rien, avec l'air entêté qui fait le sang verser. Ils ont frappé si fort qu'ils peuvent frapper encore. Il n'y en a pas un sur 100, et pourtant ils existent. Et s'ils font commencer par les coups de pied au cul, faudrait pas oublier que ça descend dans la rue, les anarchistes. Ils ont un drapeau noir en berne, son espoir et la mélancolie pour traîner dans la vie, des couteaux pour trancher le pain de l'amitié et des armes rouillées pour ne pas oublier. Il n'y en a pas un sur 100, et pourtant ils existent, et qu'ils se tiennent bien, bras dessus, bras dessous, joyeux, et c'est pour ça qu'ils sont toujours debout, les anarchistes.
Actually, think it's more relevant than ever today, when it's becoming clear to more and more people that we have no one but ourselves that are going to care for us. It's just pretty clear that capitalism, fascism, ecocide, all these other things are just abandoning vast majorities of humanity and other non-human entities, creatures. Yeah, it's becoming that, you know, we're left to do forms of anarchistic ways of caring for each other. So I think like mutual aid, social solidarity, collective care are becoming more and more essential in terms of organizing. I don't imagine a world in which everyone's going to be an anarchist, but I increasingly see people acting anarchistically toward each other, unfortunately because of social suffering and abandonment. But yeah, and on the other hand, what's more relevant is that there's qualitative forms of life that come out of that, and that's to me what anarchism is about, is making lives worth living and alleviating suffering. And people are doing that more and more for each other, you know, and in greater and greater ways, out of necessity. But when you do it, you realize, wow, life feels so much better, and it's actually possible just to do things ourselves for each other. And we're the ones that respond quicker when, you know, there's a hurricane or a flood, and who comes and takes care of each other? We do, you know, or protecting our communities from fascism, or taking care of each other during the pandemic. Yeah, so.
Would you say that anarchism gives you hope?
Hope's such a funny category. I feel like it gives promise and possibilities. It shows us that we have the power within ourselves. I really feel like we have everything we need. And the more you get a group of people together and you look around you and say, what do we have among us in terms of skills and capacities and wisdoms and resources? And we have pretty much everything we need, and we've forgotten that because of colonialism and capitalism's taken it away from us. And so I think there's actually a great remembering going on of people remembering for thousands and thousands. I'm Jewish, a Jewish anarchist, so thousands and thousands of years. I understand Judaism to be about people who are diasporic and form community wherever they are in the here and now. And we had vast amounts of wisdom to do that, which in the past, especially 100 years, was taken away from us. You know, same with, you know, people who are indigenous or black or all sorts of other humans who've been on this planet for a long, long time and have figured out ways to do everything from birth to death well to taking care of each other in between. So, yeah, I don't know. I think this is a... I mean, I don't know whether people will even call it anarchism. To me, is less interesting than that we're moving more and more toward, I think, this incredible crossroads between, you know, fascism and ecocide on the one hand, or anarchistic ways of taking care of each other through mutual aid, again, collective care, social solidarity, egalitarian forms of deciding for ourselves among each other. More and more that's becoming this great, very clear choice.
Like autonomous decision-making.
Yeah. I mean, to me, ultimately, anarchism is saying that we can decide our lives for ourselves all the time. And it's pretty simple. I mean, people do it all the time with their friends. And then, you know, you say, well, how do you put on an anarchist book fair? Well, a few people get together and say, hey, let's do this thing. How do you do, a medic collective to take care of people instead of waiting for a collapsing healthcare system to do it? You're like, hey, a few of us, some of us have skills, and this, we can train each other. And, you know, it's this fast, again, it's this like, yeah, we know how to do it ourselves and we can figure it out ourselves. And ultimately, it's forms of like self-governance and deciding for ourselves every day in our daily lives in all sorts of ways. Yeah. So I don't know. So hope, to come back to that hope, I think there's like incredible sense of this is, you know, a horrific, horrific crossroads. And it's going to, I don't want to, hope is a hard word for me when we're living in increasingly fascist, ecocidal times, you know, and there's more and more brutality globally, you know. And so I don't know, hope's a hard thing. It's more like to be clear-eyed about what the cracks and the possibilities and the promises are in the present, and the things we're already doing in the here and now to take care of each other and to fight back against those forces through forms of community self-defense and radical love, and to show that there's different ways of doing things.
Yeah, to find a way to kind of wiggle into those crevices and those cracks.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to say it. Yeah, which, so, you know, is that, I don't know. I know, I guess why, like, I feel like we have to do forms of rebellious mourning and taking care of each other through the whole of our lives is to do that well. Again, to come back to being a Jewish anarchist, there's so many ways within Jewishness to deal with, like, life transitions, including forms of death and how we do that, and to make it communal, to do it without a state. I mean, like, Jews have been a people without states until very recently, and I don't want to count the state we have now. I'm against all states. But forms of how we do that, and so even if we, you know, as human creatures, we're all mortal, right? We're going to die at some point. But we can live lives that have the most quality up until that last moment, including through that transition to wherever we go after we die. And how do we do that well, surrounded by community? You know, again, I really look back to all sorts of wisdoms that have been lost and reclaiming those, and anarchists also have all sorts of wisdoms about how people are able to, like, so if the whole, if humanity's, if I, so hope, if I say, hey, I think there's a good chance humanity will become extinct as a species, but I think we can live the most beautiful, caring, loving, qualitative lives and alleviate as much suffering as we can till that end. We don't have to just give up and say, oh, there's no, you know, we're just doomed. So I don't know.
No, that's great. That's great. And if you'd like, do you mind identifying yourself? You don't have to if you don't want.
Yeah, sure. I'm Cindy Milstein.
And what are you running today?
I'm tabling for AK Press. Yeah, and I also have books on AK Press. And I'm part of the Book Fair Collective. And
okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And I'm also so happy that all of us are gathering together again. Book fairs are a really important part of the infrastructure of us remembering that there's possibility and seeing each other in person. So I'm really thankful that everyone has showed up today to all together do this. It's been like 3 years since we've gathered in Montreal outdoors. And it just feels so beautiful.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Ammon was a Catholic pacifist and an anarchist. And he never tired of talking about what that meant and what that meant to him. He never preached. He never tried to make you into anything that you weren't ready to be. He behaved in a certain way. That to him was a kind of speech, was his behavior. And you watched it, and you saw how things happened in his life. You saw the centeredness. You saw the grace. You saw the deep sense of conviction that consistently buoyed his spirits up during the hardest of times. And gradually you would try to become like that without being told, you understand. You would begin to figure it out. Ammon, he said, anarchy is an attitude. It's not a program. It's not a revolution. It's not a set of principles that if you subscribe to them, you're an anarchist. He said it's kind of like the tension between moral autonomy and political authority. The tension in between the two, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be coercive or voluntary. Most of us grow up culturally compelled by combinations of which we're not the architects. We didn't decide on boss-employee combinations, marital combinations, teacher-student combinations, all these combinations that are coercive and push us around. All we ever wanted to do was to be able to create voluntary combinations among ourselves, which we create according to what we define as our needs, you see. I guess he'd say, I heard him say this so many times, he'd look at somebody, he'd say, now, if you and I can agree to do our share of the work of the world, if you and I can agree to only take what we need and put back what we can, if we both agree to care for the afflicted, and if we both agree not to hurt anybody, all the things you can't get from the boss and from the state, then we can begin to create between ourselves those voluntary combinations and get the work of the world done without the boss and without the state. Hard to do. Well, I always wanted to make that old man a song. Not about him. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction. He was vain. But something mulched up out of his thought as an anarchist. And let's see if it's still in there. You know, when your memory goes, forget it. You probably surmised that my discourse is littered with small language tests to ensure that we're welded together as a solid unit. The new ruling party is holding the aces. The rest of the cards are all missing faces. I'm sorry I can't know you today. What can one say? I will not obey. Give us your sons and give us your daughters. No one is safe or immune from the slaughter. How indifference makes them rage. What can one say? I will not obey. National Guard or freedom fighters, all houses belong to cigarette lighters. But who hides in the smoke? What can one say? I will not obey. Better perhaps to perish outside of the bunkers where our generals hide. I turn away and spit. What can one say? I will not obey. Give us the minds of your children to learn the substance of books we have not yet burned. But can they read the sky for rain? What can one say? I will not obey. Soon all tyrants will feel our impatience. We choose to create our own combinations. I was always willing to agree. What can one say? I will not obey. The essence of contract is agreement, not coercion or obedience. And agreement is sacred. What can one say? I will not obey. There are so few wars of people's liberation, for the people have so seldom risen. Only the armed faction. Listen, the armed faction lies. They recreate the state through their action. When the people rise, it is not they, but the state which dies. I sing this song for the prisoners' release. Most of all now for the new state police. You see, the guns have changed hands. Again, what can one say? I will not obey.
Step right up, folks. Thank you. Let's go.
some refreshing water sounds on this extremely hot day. A very hot weekend. But, you know, you're getting cooler by listening to the Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is, of course, from live today, the 7th of August, right here at the Anarchist Book Fair, down on Rue de Lille in Little Burgundy, 2515 Rue de Lille. Come on down. We'll talk about those things in a minute. Actually, yeah. Hey. Jesse, I have my good friend Jesse Chase here.
Hello.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Well, thank you for coming down to the book fair today.
It's always a pleasure coming down here.
Yeah.
Picking up some books.
Yeah, yeah.
Picking up some knowledge so don't have to order them off Amazon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, no, don't order anything from Amazon. I was reading yesterday something in Quebec. They have this thing called Panier Bleu.
Okay.
And they were thinking, oh, Panier Bleu is going to be the Quebec alternative to Amazon. Yeah. But apparently it's a fiasco, you know. The state doesn't do things very well.
That's a common trend, yeah.
The state don't do things very well. That's not an endorsement of Amazon. I mean, they've become a state to themselves. But, Panier Bleu apparently hard to actually get anything out of it.
Okay. They sell, like, everything?
They're trying to be like a competition to Amazon, but right. If they, you know, they don't have the resources. I'm sorry, but Amazon is bigger than most economies in the world. So,
that's right.
we try to avoid Amazon when we can. And the best way to do that is to come to like a book fair like this.
That's it.
And go directly to the sellers, people who are creating stuff. So, Jesse, what brings you here today? Were you coming in for any particular talk or anything?
Well, I was coming around. I mean, I have to get back to the family at some point. They couldn't make it down here with me, but I wanted to check out the NADA Revolutionary Medicine Workshop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, about the... it's about sort of the same program that was developed by Dr. Matula Shakur, the Black Panthers in the 70s and 80s in the Bronx.
Right.
So they're replicating that program to help support mental health, post-traumatic stress. It says here, I'm just reading off the program, but it sounds pretty good. It's going to be at 2 o'clock, I believe, 2 to 4.
Yeah, I got that here too.
And, it's important work, and the history of that work is very important as well. Like, Dr. Matula Shakur is, like, deathly ill in prison right now. Mm. They won't let him go.
Yeah.
Kind of just the ultimate punishment.
Totally.
Yeah. So,
it's, a lot can be said about that. For sure. Yeah. But that's at from 2 to 4, and that's with the Hochelaga Community Acupuncture Clinic. And that's right here down at 2515 DeLille this afternoon. This morning, going on right now, a bunch of housing activism stuff going on. Tenant Organizing 101 in a room just across from where we are right now. Also, from 1 o'clock, there's going to be Know Your Landlord, Tools for Researching Landlords and Disrupting Landlord Prop Tech with a tenant organizer from Hamilton. So that's going to be cool. There's a lot of people here from all over North America.
Yeah, I saw different license plates outside.
Yeah, meeting lots of different people here, for sure. The other presentation in English, Rapid Response Encampment Support in Toronto. I guess for like people who are living on the street, unhoused.
I'd
like to say unhoused people. Yeah. There's also going to be a workshop for anarchist zine making. If you want to make some zines, it's a photocopy art. That's wonderful stuff. There's also an atelier d'anarchivage pour la création collective des mémoires et imaginaires anti-autoritaires, which is a moderated conversation in French. It should be cool with Luce and Albertine. There's also a moderated conversation in French again. 10 ans après la grève, la place du nationalisme dans les luttes militantes with Emma and Tony. I'm going to foreshadow maybe the answer to that is it's a complicated one where nationalism comes in. The anarchist in me says nationalism is bunk and we shouldn't be doing nationalistic things. But then there are national struggles that need to be supported and clarified, you know?
Yeah. There are different nations within the nations as well.
That's it, you know. And the whole argument in Quebec right now between multicultural and intercultural, it seems to be an internalized discussion because nobody else in the world knows what intercultural is.
It's just a big word game.
It's a big word game indeed.
Yeah.
You're a wordsmith, aren't you?
Yeah, I write some words. I like words. Yeah. I like words a lot.
Words are great.
Yeah. I like to articulate a few of them.
Jesse, tell me, you used to be a volunteer at CKUT, but what takes up your time these days?
These days, well, I'm taking care of my family. I got some baby girls.
Nice.
Two twins.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hands full.
Yeah, hands full. You know, it kind of changes the game.
It sure does.
So I'm not wandering around the city by myself all day anymore. Changing diapers.
Yahoo.
At home.
Stinky job.
Yeah. But, other than that, you know, growing food, trying to continue creating a sustainable food cooperative.
Yeah.
And teaching people how to grow food if ever anybody wants to hit me up. Jesse_Chase@hotmail.com. We're on IG Green Bubble Farms.
Nice.
But we do work with the things have kind of changed. It slowed down a bit, but before we were doing like works with the youth, workshops around Little Burgundy, and we're operating a space up on Decarry now.
Food sovereignty is one of the most important trends that we are looking at these days, trying to grow things more locally and feeding ourselves without contributing to the greenhouse gases created by all the transport. I don't always succeed, I must say. I try to eat locally, and I don't like it when food has traveled more this year than I have.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line.
Yes.
You know? So, other things that are going on here today, just going to mention here, there's a Black Rose Books triple book launch at 11. That's on right now as we speak. A Peter Kropotkin book and a Hungarian Revolution book.
Triple book launch.
Triple book launch, that's right. A couple of new Kropotkin books from Black Rose and Chris Kokar is going to be talking about that, and Andreas Gollner is going to be talking about his book 1919 Hungarian Revolution. And then there's a theme room book talks also right now from Common Notions. There's a presentation on microfascism and feminist anti-fascism, a book talk with Jack Bratic. There's going to be at 1 p.m. Another presentation, Islam and Anarchism, Relationships and Resonances, BIPOC and Anarchist Futurities and Decolonial Struggles Beyond Racial Capitalism and Nation States with Mohamed Abdu. That sounds really interesting. And at 3 o'clock, there's going to be another presentation in English, The Adventure Capitalism, A History of Libertarian Exit. From the era of decolonialization to the digital age with Raymond Crabe, and that's from PM Press. And the Islam one is from Pluto Press. So lots of great publishers here giving talks. It's going to be.
Come down and get some schooling.
Fun. What's this? It here says Free Kick, hosted by Clara Swan Kennedy, live from the book fair. Interviews and Saturday recap. Yeah, we sort of missed out on the Saturday recap. If there's anybody who's here at the fair or who was here yesterday and wants to come and tell us a rundown of all those great workshops that happened yesterday, you can do that. Didn't end up having that. But
where are they?
Where are they? The who? Roger Daltrey's here? No. Pete Townsend wouldn't come to this either, I'm not sure. maybe some Led Zeppelin or something. Could be. I don't know.
You better be buying a lot of books.
Buy a lot of books, folks. What time is it? It's 11:54. We've got another hour and 5 minutes on today's Free Kick Radio Show live from the Anarchist Book Fair. Lonely over here, so come on and say hi if you're around. Always good to see you. Drop us a line at freekick@freekick.ca. Why don't I tell you just briefly about the weather, because we did mention it earlier, and it's nasty out there. Heat warning is in effect. A thunderstorm watch for later today. Currently 29, and the humidex of 39.
Yeah,
it's hard to breathe.
Standing there sweating.
It's hard to breathe, yeah. Hopefully you've got some kind of AC situation set up. High of 31, so it's going to get hotter. Tonight, 17th, so more risks of thunder showers. Tomorrow, Monday, rain. Yeah, kind of windy, too. At least the temperature will come down to about 23, but because of the rain, it's going to be quite humid, so 27 with the humidity. Rain continuing right through Tuesday until the nighttime overnight, so at least this heat wave is breaking. 22 on Tuesday. 25 on Wednesday and sunny, 27 on Thursday. It looks like we got a wash and repeat coming for next weekend. Maybe.
And it looks like we got a wash and repeat coming next weekend, Bob.
Wash and repeat. Wash and repeat. That's it. That's describes my life. So I don't know what we heard in that last set. We heard a few songs there. Dead Kennedys from Bedtime for Democracy. We heard Anarchy for Sale. We also heard from Utah Phillips. Utah Phillips with We Will Not Obey. And what was the other track I played? I'm trying to keep track of that here. All We Want Is to Create Voluntary Combinations. And that is like some of the most prominent comments that I got yesterday, or Killian and I got when we were recording people's thoughts about the future or the present state of anarchism. And we heard from Cindy Milstein on that subject here at the fair, tabling with AK Books today. Come on by and say hello to Cindy. What else did I play before that? The Chorale de Ruti and the René Claude. So René Claude, On a Marché sur l'Amour. René Claude chante Léo Ferré. So we heard Les Anarchistes, the Léo Ferré classic. Chorale de Ruti from Chant Anarchiste de la Guerre d'Espagne, Vive la Anarchia. And that's what we heard so far. Let's play some more music here. What do we got this time? Let's do a kind of a... What kind of a set would this be? Here, let's start with some local. This here is me, mom, and you know who, Morgenthaler. Good fun.
For me, anarchism is basically the freedom of everything and everyone. Like, it's the synergy between like being an individual but also being a community. So being in a community doesn't go in the way of individuality and vice versa, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, everyone's free. There's no authority, basically, because, you know, I think authority is inherently goes in the way of both the individual and, like, the community, in a way, yeah.
And is there a way you have that relate to your comics?